I both say we're back to Makos Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We are involved with a very, very basic question relating to the Chiyuv Karban Chatas and the reason why it does not apply for Pesach Umila. The Mishnah in Krisus, after listing many of the Chayvei Krisus, all the Chayvei Krisus actually I mentioned in that list, It ends by saying, Pesach u'mila mitzvahs aseh. And the interpretation of that Mishnah would mean that when it comes to all the others in the list prior to Pesach u'mila, there's a separate chiyuv chatas for each of those averos. If one would do multiple chayvei krisus behelam echa, there'd be multiple chiyuv chatas for each one. And that's because of the chiyuv chatas associated with the avera of zdonu karis. The exception being Pesach u'mila, says the Mishnah, because mitzvahs aseh. Mitzvahs aseh suggests that because there is no ashara, therefore there's no chiyuv karban for an avera that does not have a lav. That is how one would naturally learn pshat in the Mishnah, and then we have to figure out the sources for this, where we know that you can only have a chiyuv karban when there is an ashara. Now, when we read our sugya, we get a very different impression. Sugin Makos has a shakla v'tarya with regard to Rabbi Akiva's shita that there are malkis that are given to chayve krisus, but there are no malkis given to chayve misus beizdin. Rava interprets this shita Rabbi Akiva as referring to a case where hasra was in fact given for malkis, but hasra was not given for the misa. Nonetheless, there is no malchus because of the principle of lav shenitan las haras misas bezdin in lokin alav, which means that the lav is necessary in order for there to be an onesh misa. The Gemara queries, Gemara asks, so what about chayvei krisus? Should we not assume that the lav is necessary for there to be an onesh kares? The Gemara says, not so. Onesh kares does not require a lav and ashara. And the proof to that being Pesach u'mila, that we know there's an onesh kares, even though there's no ashara. The Gemara pushes on. The Gemara says, but doma ashara l'karban. But should we not say that even by the chayvei krisus, the lav is necessary in order to justify an onesh of karban? And therefore, you should not be able to get malchus by chayvei krisus. That premise is supported by the fact that Pesach u'mila, after all, there's kares, but there's no karban b'shogeg if one does not do mila or Pesach. And the reason presumably is because there's no ashara. So that's exactly what we thought is the reading of the Mishnah in Krisus Da Beis Kipshuto. And that would seem to conform with the premise of karban b'ayi ashara. And therefore, we're back to our question, Rabbi Akiva, how do chayvei krisus get malchus? After all, the ashara should be necessary for chiyuv karban in the same way that misas beizdin, the ashara is necessary for misas beizdin. That's the Gemara's question. The teretz of the Gemara, though, is that that's not true. Karban lo bai ashara, and really the fact that there's no ashara is not a barrier to have a chiyuv karban. The ashara, therefore, is certainly available for the malchus. That which you thought to prove from Pesach u'mila that don't have a karban, that apparently ashara is necessary for karban, that's not the pshat. The reason why Pesach u'mila do not have a karban is because they're not dumya d'avodah zarah. Since there's a hekesh, and this we began to look at the psukim in Parsha Shelach, the hekesh that the Torah says, Torah achas yilachem osa b'shkaga, and it's talking about avodah zarah previously, and it talks about kares in the next pasuk, v'nefesh shetasa b'yad rama. So we have this equation from Torah achas to all the averis in the Torah, l'gabe karban, which is again the context of there by avodah zarah b'shogeg. So we say that they have to be analogous to avodah zarah. In what sense? In the sense that it's a tzivoy that is a shev v'altaset tzivoy. The Torah says, do not do something. You violate the avera by acting. Then there'd be a chiyuv karban because of this hekesh. Ma she'enkin Pesach u'mila, where the tzivoy was not a kumbas, was a tzivoy of a kumbas, it wasn't a tzivoy of shevat tase. The tzivoy is do something, do mila, do pesach. The violation is passive. Therefore, there is no karban. But lemaisa, the maskanas ha-gemara is karban lo bayas hara. Namely, it would seem that when we read the Mishnah in Krisus, and we understand those words of the Mishnah, ha-pesach v'amil mitzvah saseh, we have to reinterpret that phrase. And this is what we saw yesterday in the various Tosafim, that the Gemara's, the Lashon HaMishnah doesn't mean pesach v'amil mitzvah saseh, that because there's no ashara, that's why there's no karban. Rather, mitzvah saseh, that the Torah's tzivoy in these two cases is a tzivoy of a kumba saseh, not a tzivoy of a shev altas. And Tosas therefore has to say, Tosas here, Tosas in Zvachim, that those various gemaros that seem to be pushing for the fact that maybe there is a lav by Pesach Umila, be it from a Kavachomer, from Nosar, the Gemara in Zvachim, be it from Vishamarta being a Lashon of a Losaseh. So when the Gemara is therefore pressing that there should be in fact an Ashar of Pesach Umila, the Gemara doesn't mean to say, and therefore the halacha should follow, that they would have a karban. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to be a karban because the tzivoy was a kumbasei tzivoy. Even if there'd be an ashara, it wouldn't matter. But the Gemara's questions were just that lemaisa, the words of the Mishnah, separate from the ultimate spirit of those words, which is to say that it's a kumbasei, lemaisa, the words end up conveying that there is no ashara, and that's why the Gemara would be asking in the various Gemaras that after all, should there not be an ashara anyway? But not that the halacha of carbon will be affected by that. This is the mahalach of Tosfos that we saw. This is clearly the loka Rashi, because Rashi in numerous places does seem to learn kipshuto that carbon, seemingly without an ashara, you cannot have a chi of carbon. So now we left off at the end of Shir yesterday by looking at a fascinating Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Tes. Just checking in, Rabosai. Everyone with me? So far, we're just quickly reviewing what we've done, just to get it oriented. So far, good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So here is, we're going to get into very interesting territory with the Mahalach of Tosfos in Yevamos test that we ended with yesterday. Tosfos Chidush is elaborated on, I don't know how much it will get to, in two other Tosfos, at least in Shas, Tosfos in Yuma, on Pei Hei onto Pei Vav, Tosfos in Shabbos Samach Tes on the top. All three Tosfos in basically are working with a similar Mahalach, and what is missing in one Tosfos is sometimes fleshed out in the other Tosfos in, they're Mashlimin Zezeh, but the basic Mahalach of Tosfos that we're going to present, and then we'll see what Rabbi Kadega does with all of this. Okay, so as we noted yesterday with the background in the Gemara Yevamos, the Sugya Yevamos presents a way of understanding that you need to have an Avera of Zdono Kares in order for there to be a Chiv Chatas B'Shogeg. What's the marker for that? What emerges from the Sugya Yevamos Daf Tes is that there are really two different possible sources to learn out this halacha that you need Zdono Kares to have Shegigas Chatas. One source is the good old Hekish that we're familiar with in Parsha Shlach. In other words, Torah achas yilachem osa b'shgaga, v'anefesh ashatasa b'yad rama. The earlier context is Avodah Zarah, and later it says v'nichrisa, and therefore we learn out, because we're discussing a Hekish to Avodah Zarah, l'gabi karban, and since Avodah Zarah has kares, therefore, in order to have a chiyuv karban b'chol Torah kula, the aveira has to be one analogous to avodah zarah legabei kares. Again, this is a little bit like the Gemara's here at the end of the Maskanas HaGemara regarding the issue of Pesach Umila being excluded based on being kumbasei, but we'll soon come back to that. But now we're basically using this makar. It's a Gemara in Horis Daf Ches, I believe also, but it's a makar for why we need zdono kares to have shigigas uchatas. That's one makar. However, the Gemara says that makar is not the only one. The other makar is what Rebbe uses. Rebbe has a makar from Gzeirah Shava of Aleha Aleha. It says in the parasha of Parhelem Dover, Shel Tzibur, one of the Chatos, V'noda Chatos HaShechatu Aleha, it's written by Achos Isha, one of the Arayis, Ugalos Ervasa Aleha V'chayeha. Just as Achos Isha is one of the Arayis, which has Chorus, of course, so it is when it comes to Chatos, by the Parhelem Dover, one of the Chatos, that it has to be Avera of Chorus, similar to Achos Isha. Once we know that, then we learn out from there various ways to the other examples of chatas as well. The Rabbanan don't have that option of the Aleha because they have a different Masorah in Hadadash and Gzeirah Shava of Aleha, and that's a drasha having to do with the Inyan of Yavamis, which is the Mishnah Dav Beis, which is not our topic. Rabbi has a different source for that halacha for the Mishnah Dav Beis. Therefore, for him, the Aleha is available and necessary to teach us what we just said. Okay, that's what we need to know. And with that in mind, Tosu says a very interesting nafkamina that he thinks should emerge from this question of what, in fact, is the makor for zdonot karis. And in order to understand what Tosu is saying, we have to understand the kasha that prompts Tosu, both here and elsewhere, on the drasha of Torah Achas, Huksha Koa Torah Lavodis Kochavin. And that is because if you want to be makish, Torah Achas, the whole Torah, to Avodah Zarah regarding when you have a Chiv Chatas, so why are you stopping at Kares? Why don't we explain that you need to have Zedono what? Zedono? What else does it by Avodah Zarah? Not just Kares, Zedono Skila. There's Asrada Skila, as we know, Pasha Shoftim. So why wouldn't we also requires dono skila for there to be a chatas b'shogeg. And the answer Tosus presents again in the various places is that the equation, the hekish that we're using, l'avodah zarah, is not just to anything that we happen to know exists by avodah zarah, any halacha. It's specific to something that the Torah writes about avodah zarah in the very context of where the hekish is. So we have to look in Parsha Shlach, where the Torah discusses Avodah Zarah. We have to see what does the Torah tell us about Avodah Zarah in that specific context. If we look at that Parsha, we see that the very next Pasuk, after Torah Achas Yilchem Va'osu B'Shkaga, so earlier it's discussing Avodah Zarah, and then we have this Torah Achas Yilchem, Parsha Pshat for an Ezrach for a Ger, but meanwhile Torah Achas Yilchem, the entire Torah, that's Oshogeg. The Hanefesh Shatasa Biyad Rama. Biyad Rama means mezid. So if a person now does an Aver B'mezid, so let's assume it presumably means Avodah Zarah, then Es Hashem Hu Magadeif. Now those words, we have to explain what they mean. There may be a reference here to another Avera called Birchas Tashem, or it might just mean that, you know, meanwhile we're supposed speaking about Avodah Zarah, but we're equating here Avodah Zarah in some way to some terrible thing called Megadev. L'maisa v'nichrisa. So it says that there's going to be a punishment of Kares for Hanefesh Shetasa B'Yad Rama. So l'maisa, when we look at this section and the Hekish of Torah Achas to Avodah Zarah, we also notice that Avodah Zarah has mentioned in this same section the Onish of Kares. In the Pasuk v'nefesh Shetasa So in effect, Tosis is going to answer that the reason why we only equate Avodah Zarah with Gabi Kares Namisus Beisdin is because Kares is mentioned there in the Hekish, in the Parsha of Shlach, in the context of the Hekish. Misus Beisdin is not. If so, what would we say about Alav? So is there any mention of Alav of Avodah Zarah over there in Parsha Shlach? No mention of an Isser, of a Lav, of a Dizah. That's not there. It's other places, not in Parsha Shlach. Says Tosus, this is why we find that the Hekish to Avodah Zarah would not extend to Mrs. Bezdin. And that's also why it wouldn't extend to a Lav. And that's why our Gemara, now let's listen carefully. We're still only doing things outside. We'll do a little bit inside soon. This is why our Gemara and Makis, even when the Gemara brings in the Hekish to Avodah Zarah, the Gemara brings it only with regard to what aspect of Avodah Zarah, that the Tzivoy of Avodah Zarah is a Tzivoy of a what, says the Gemara here in Maskana, which you violate the Pesach and Mila are not compared, are not analogous to Avodah Zarah, because the tzivui is a kumbaseh tzivui that you violate passively. No, if Tosus is telling us that everything that we compare to Avodah Zarah has to be something that's mentioned in the parsha, so what does that suggest? That this detail that our Gemara is concluding with, this detail that has to be a tzivui of a sheva al taseh that you violated kumbaseh, has to be present and mentioned in the context of the Hekesh. Is it? Where do you see this detail of that the tzivoy is a sheva al tasa that you violate kumbaseh? Where is that present in the tzivoy? In the context of the Hekesh? So this is not spelled out as much in Yevamos, but it is elsewhere in Tosfos and Shabbos. But anyone know what's the answer to that question? So Koresh we saw, where is the lashon of that it has to be an avera that was commanded not to do, that you went and you did it? Where do you see it in the parsha? Think of the pasuk. What's the pasuk that follows after Torachas Yilachem? V'anefesh asher what? V'anefesh asher. No, next word. Asher. Someone call out. Asher. No. Elishama. What is it? Anefesh asher. Have a chumash. No. Asher. Tasa. Tasa means that the Avera was committed with an action. So now we understand what Tosus, the picture Tosus is painting for us. That the Hekesh Avodah Zarah is only going to allow us to require for Chiyuv Chatas those details of Avodah Zarah that have some mention in the Parsha in the context of the Hekesh. Namely, Kares, because of the Pasuk V'Nichvesat, the end of the Pasuk of Nefesh Tasa of Yad Ramah, and also the Lashon Tasa, that the Maisa Aveira had to be active. But if you're going to ask, for example, of a Mrs. Beis Din, there's no mention of Mrs. Beis Din. But what else is there no mention of? No mention of a Lav. So it comes out, we don't have any requirement that there be a Lav in order to have a Chiyuv Chatas. What's required is that there be an Aveira that's committed through an action. And that there be an Aveira of Zdonu Karis. All of this is within the prism of which drasha, the drasha of Torah Achas, Huksha Kor Torah of a Dezar. Masha, Enkin Sustosis. If we would go with the drasha of Aleha Aleha, namely the drasha of Rebbe, no, according to Rebbe, what are we doing? We're comparing Chiyav Chatas, which says Aleha, to the Aleha of Achos Isha. The Achos Isha is in Parshas Achrimos, that's in the middle of the context of the all the Chayvei, the Arayas that have Kares. The Torah goes on them and says V'nichvesa. It's all one section. The Torah goes V'nichvesa, says on all those things V'nichvesa. So you have a requirement of Kares. But what else is it? The Isha El Achosa Lo Sikach. It's an Asara. It says Tosus, according to Rebbe, you cannot have a Chiyuv Chatas unless there would be an Asara, because his makar requires it to be based on the Gzeres Shava, Aleha Aleha. Okay, what we just did is spoke out the various Tosus in. Again, there are some details that we can try to look at quickly just to kind of get the flavor. But then I want to see what the implications of this would be in terms of our sugya, the fallout, and then what Rabbi Kiberger does to really open this up in a whole different direction. But just let's see if we can together look at the language inside now that we understand the basic outline of the picture of Tosus. Again, I don't know how many of you got through how many of the Tosus in, but maybe a little bit together, one by one, just to see how the various Tosus in all fit together into this puzzle, okay? So if you have, Rabosa, you have the three Gemaras, Yevamos Daf Tes. I know I'm being a little bit ambitious here. Let's see if we can hold with me. Yevamos Daf Tes, Yuma Peivav, Hey to Peivav and Shabbos Samach Tes. How many of you are with me for that? Yeah? Yeah, good. You have the pages printed. Okay. So let's see if we can do a little bit of that, and then we'll go to Rabbi Kiva Eger Bezrus Hashem. Let's go with Tosus Yevamos. I wanted to
Rabbi.
Dykes. Yes, who's speaking?
Oh, it's Avigdor. I'm calling from a phone right now. But I was just wondering about what was the first makor? The first makor about Torah Achas? What was that one again?
Torah Achas is the makor from Pasha Shlach. That's what the Gemara here and ends up presenting at the end of the Gemara, as Rashi elaborates here in Makos Yud Gimel. That's the drasha of Torah Achas, Huksha Kor Torah Levod Zara. So that's the issue of Gabi Kares and Gabi, what our Gemara says, which would be there has to be a mitzvah of a Sheva Al Tase that you violate with an action. We have the other drasha, Valeleha, which is what Rebbe uses to tell Mizdono Kares. Okay, Chevra, take a deep breath. Let's look at the Tosus in Yevamos first Avtes, okay? Ma avodas kochavim davash tachayav nazona kares. V'im tomar. So Tosus goes right to the point and asks the question. V'ema ma avodas kochavim shachayav nazona skila. So Tosus comes right in. Why is it dafka the fact that it's kares? That's enough to say that chayav chadish shogi. Why not require skila? Because we know that it's ara skila. V'yesh lomar. D'lo gamrinan. When we have this drasha from the Hekish, the only thing we learn now, Ella. Ma dichsiv bahu kra. It's only something that's written in the very pasuk. Dilok siv hasam elo kares. Now, where do you see kares by avodah zara there? So Tos has to throw in something. This is a certain from Christus of Zion, but we'll speak the word. Because Tavar, Megade, Hainu, Ovik, Avodah Zara. It says nichrisa, right? But the nichrisa is written right after what words? If you have your chumish handy, it says, "Vanefesh shetasa biyadram es Hashem hu megadef v'nefesh." Now, if megadef is another case, another avera, namely the avera of Hashem blasphemy, then v'nefesh is only talking about megadef. So then you don't have any evidence in this section that avodah zara gets kares. And we're saying we're makish to avodah zara with regard to kares. So we have to go according to the opinion that megadef itself is avodah zara. So therefore, v'nichlisa is actually going out of the zara. Okay, that's what Tosus means by that. L'maisa, it won't necessarily have to matter because even were we to hold that Megade is Hashem, you can just simply phrase the Hekish Tosus in Shabbos like this and Hoshakot Takuat to what? Tell me, what? It says to the zara, say, Rachat. It's connected to the pasuk of Megadef and say it's to the best for me to be a Kas Hashem. And it says v'nichlisa. So we could get the same thing that way. But l'maisa, we're not saying it. We're saying hushalavod is kachavim. So we have to assume, according to the mandar and krisis of Zion, that Megadef is avodah zara.
Okay. Can Rabbi please repeat what Rabbi said on Megadef? It got a little cut off.
Yeah, so there's a machlokas in krisis of Zion, whether this Hashem Megadef is a reference to an avera called Birkas Hashem, or whether it's talking about avodah zara, saying avodah zara is a very bad thing. Or is it actually mentioning Megadef as the avera Megadef? In which case, the v'nichrisa would be going on Megadef. What Tosus is therefore pointing out here is that if the Hekish is to avodah zara, with regard to the kares that's written by avodah zara, then we have to obviously be following the opinion that Megadef is also avodah zara. That's all. But as I said, it doesn't necessarily have to change the bottom line, because even if we were to interpret Megadef as Birkas Hashem, we could still end up at the same halacha by comparing Torah Achas, the whole Torah, to Megadef, in which case you need to have kares dumya to Megadef, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's just that the language of Huxa level Zara obviously suggests that we're assuming that if Nechris of Megadev is avodah zara. That's what that one line of Tosus means.
Source, that would, wouldn't that change the picture in terms of whether it needs a mice or not?
Okay, so that's a good question. And you're going to have to get to the question of Dibor and so on. It's true. So I don't want to get too into that. That's a little bit to touch on in Tosus and Shabbos. This is what we see in our Gemara, the Teda. Now, the Teda is from our Gemara, but there's a diuk that I want to return to. But let's read the words, Teda. This is the Matana Sagar that we read from having carbon because why? Because it's a myth of Kubase. And Avodah Zarah is Shabbat Haseh, Yuvali Kubase, and Pesach was Gomase, Balid Shabbat Haseh. So that's Tosis right. We don't use the miut that, well, it's not like Avodah Zarah because no love. Now, the diuk you should have is a little bit of a roundabout way of saying that the Gemara's maskana is karban lobai atar. Wouldn't have been more direct for Tosfos to say, but the whole essence of the Gemara is basically including that only the love. Tosfos speaks, you know, through the prism of what the hekesh is, whether the hekesh was dumid Avodah Zarah, that is, that Avodah Zarah has a love and Pesach Midon don't have a love, or it's dumid Avodah Zarah in the sense that Avodah Zarah, the violation is, with an action here, the violation is passed. I mean, what I'm just saying, what exactly, that's the deal that we shouldn't do. But no, right, Tosfos has his magamar.
Really?
Let's finish the Tosfos, a second. Miu. According to Rebbe, who learns that chatas is that you need zon karis malecha, boy lavi karis. Then Rebbe will hold that you need a lot of karis kimo b'chus ishta. And therefore, chatas ishtas Rebbe, there's another pasuk that follows over there, ki varash ebozo, and so on. And Rebbe will say that those additional things have karis. And yet it's not in the list in Krisus. Why is there no carbon mentioned there in Krisus in the list? Because there's no carbon. Why is there no carbon? Because there's no love. So Rebbe happens to have additional Chaybe Krisus, which don't have a love, and without a love, there won't be carbon anyway. Maisa, what comes out of Tosis is what we summed up before. Let's be Rebbe. Need to have a lot to have carbon. Speak of abundance, Russia, since it doesn't say a lot, but it is in the section that you have the heckish, therefore you don't need a lot. And the right word is the fact that the Gemara learns the heckish from the perspective of Dumya, the Zara, that was the Sivri of the Shabbat Tassel, the violated Kumbasay. As I noted, Bushin. Kumbasay is something that you need because Lash is Hasabiyadram, that it tells elsewhere, and if that derived, but the idea that you need Azhara doesn't get derived because there's no Azhara of Avodah Zarah mentioned in that context. Someone had a question before. Yeah.
I was just wondering what Rebbe said. Rebbe got cut off, so I couldn't hear.
At what point did I get cut off? I don't know.
Right before Rebbe started reading the second time.
So which words of Tosis? Just point to the Tosis. I'll tell you where. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to put a little.
Here's the tea down from
hot here. You'll forgive me. I take my jacket off a little bit. It's hot. Anyway, which part of Tosis? Show me where you are. Where did I lose you? No, Chavra, tell me.
I think it was the Teda from Makos that Rebbe had a crush on.
Teda, the Beperek Basra de Makos, Mimae Pesach Umila, Mishim de Be'inan Dumya Davodas Kochavin. The Omar, Rahmana Lo Savid, Vahani Kumbaseninu. The Lo Mimae Luhu, Mishim de Lesbehu, Davodas Kochavin. Those couple of lines we just read. Tosis Teda is from our Gemara. What's the Teda from our Gemara? The Teda that Tosis is bringing from our Gemara is that in the Sugya in Makis, we use the Hekish, Avodah Zarah, to exclude Pesach Umila from a carbon based on the fact that it has to be similar to Avodah Zarah in what regard? In the regard that Avodah Zarah was an Avera of Sheval Kaset, Tosis don't do Avodah Zarah, and Pesach Umila is a tziboy of a Kumbaseh, and therefore it's different than Avodah Zarah. And it doesn't exclude Pesach Umila for a different reason. we could exclude Pesach Umila, because why? Because Avodah Zarah has a lav, do not do Avodah Zarah. There's an ashara. Pesach Umila, there's no ashara. So you see that what you have in the parsha, in the context of the Hekish, is what you can carry over to Torah Achas, to everywhere else. But what's not in the parsha, such as Yashara, that you don't carry over. That's the way Tosfos brought the Raya from Makos. And Rabbi Kivega jumps all over Tosfos with the following question, here in Enuma, the same diuk. Everyone should think about this question. Is that the way to prove your point from Makos Daf Yud Gimel? Look, listen to the language of Tosfos. How did Tosfos prove his Yesod that what's not contained in the Parsha, namely the Azhara, doesn't get pulled over from Avodah Zarah to Torah Achas to the rest of the Torah? So there's no Azhara in Avodah Zarah in the context of the Hekish, therefore we don't bring it over. How does Tosfos prove it? So how would you and I have proved it? If you say that we carry over the Azhara, that you need to have a lav for Karban, then what are you saying in a sense, in effect? Karban? If you say that you need to have a lav, then you're saying in effect that what? Karban? By Yasar. And the Maskana of Gemara in Malkus is clearly Karban go by Yasar. So you have a direct proof from the Gemara in Malkus. Instead, Tosfos is sort of like, sounds like he's being a little bit more roundabout, no? What does Tosfos say? Teda, what's the Teda of Tosfos? The Gemara Teda of Tosfos, what is it? That the Gemara in Makis uses the Hekish of Avodah Zarah only with regard to the detail of Avodah Zarah, that what? That Avodah Zarah is an Atzibui of Sheva'al Tasa, and the Atzibui of Pesach Amila is a Atzibui of Kumaseh, so there's not going to be a Karban. Why not have a different Hekish to Avodah Zarah? The Makish to Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah has an Azhara and Pesach doesn't have an Azhara. So that's my Raya. That's my Raya. If you say that, you're saying carbon by Azhara. But the Gemara's point was asking, maybe carbon by Azhara? No, because of Pesach Umila, that was the Maksha. And then the Tarzan says, no, carbon low by Azhara, and the Hekish to Avodah Zarah, it has to do with something else. So that's the whole essence of the Gemara is about this issue. It sounds like the issues are not one and the same. This is where Kibega is coming from. The issue that we're discussing in terms of whether you require Zdono Lav and Zdono Lav as well as Kares, not just Zdono Kares, Zdono Lav, is not synonymous with the Sugya here in Malkus. The Diuk of Tosfos only had to come from the fact that the Gemara made the equation to Avodah Zarah depend on the issue of that Avodah Zarah is Sheva'al Tasa and Pesach is Kumbaseh, and didn't make it depend on that Avodah Zarah is an Azhara and Pesach Mila is no Azhara. Ki'ilu, as if the Gemara could have done that, the Gemara could have also stayed with the with its point of Karban lo by Azhara and still said that there's a connection to Avodah Zarah that you need a lav. What does that mean? That's one of Rabbi Kivega's main kashas. I mean, we could do one of two things, Chevra. We can
look at it.
Yeah, so the question is like this. Rabbi Kivega, I mean, Tosfos had a proof from Makis. We'll see other places also, similar proof, that the Gemara makes the drasha to be Makish to Avodah Zarah, that Torah Achas teaches me that in order to have a Chiyuv Chatas, it has to be like Avodah Zarah regarding that it has to be like Avodah Zarah, that there's a tzivui of a Sheva'al Tasa, do not do. Avodah Zarah says, do not do, you violate it by doing. And that excludes Pesach Umila, but the tzivui was to do something, you violate it by not doing. And the Gemara doesn't use the Hekish to Avodah Zarah for something different. For what? That the reason Pesach Umila are excluded is because Avodah Zarah has no Azhara. So you need his Zdono Lav. And Pesach is not Zdono Lav, there's no Azhara. So how come the Gemara didn't use the Hekish to teach me that? So you see that what's not in the Parsha because there's no lab mentioned in the parasha, doesn't get carried over in the Hekesh. And that's the answer to why Mises Beis Din, as Tosis began with, doesn't get carried over either in the Hekesh.
Ready?
So as it, Tosis is ignoring the context of the Gemara and freezing the point that the Gemara makes about the Hekesh, only focusing on one detail of Avodah Zarah and not these don't allow detail. Must be that I'm correct. L'chora, the issue at stake in Tosis is the same issue that's at stake in the Shaka V'Tarya here. And if the Gemara's maskana is Kavan Lo Bayas Hara, then there you have it. There you have it, that you don't need don't allow Kavan Lo Bayas Hara. Rabbo said, you hear the Gevadah Kasha here? It's amazing Kasha.
Ready?
Yeah.
If Rabbi Kiva is asking that, Rabbi Kiva is asking that the Hekesh in the Gemara in Makos should have been something else, but that wouldn't have answered the question.
Right, exactly, precisely. Were we to make the Hekesh in the way Tosis is asking the Gemara should have done it, the Gemara wouldn't have been able to answer its question.
Right.
That's essentially the discussion. We'll see him soon inside. Tosis is ignoring the whole context of the Gemara and as if just like saying, oh, the Gemara made the Hekesh one way and not the other way. I mean, L'chora, it has to be that way. That's the whole point of the Gemara's answer. A variation of this question, Rabosai, a variation of this question. Kibeg has a slew of questions. If it's correct what Tosis is saying, that Lefishitas Rebbe, who learns out from Aleha Aleha, that's how I know Zdono Lav. So what else follows, says Tosis in Mefurish? What else would Rebbe require for Chatas, Zdono Kares, and Zdono Lav? You need both. Dumya Dachos Isha. Yeah? So Rebbe Kiveger, no? Follow the logic according to Rebbe. What should come out? What would Rebbe say with regard to the question of Chayv Krisus getting Malkus? In other words, L'chora, the Gemara's question on Rabbi Akiva, Ihachi Chayv Krisus Nami, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, what about Dilma Ashara L'Karban? So L'chora, Rabbi would have to address that question. Because if Rabbi holds you need Zdon Olav, Dumi Dachos Isha, L'chora, that means that you need Ashara L'Karban. So then, could there be Malkus by Chayv Krisus? So you have one of two choices. Either Rebbe will have to say that there is no Malkus by Chayv Krisus, because the same way Chayv Mises Beis Din, there's no Malkus, because it's a Lav Shanitan, Lazarus Mises Beis Din, so too, there can be Malkus by Chayv Krisus, because it's a Lav Shanitan, Lazarus what? Lazarus Karban, because Rebbe holds you need a Lav. Either that, or Rebbe would say that even by Chayv Mises Beis Din there should be Malkus like Rabbi Yishmael, because he would hold Lav Shanitan Lazarus Mises Beis Din Lo Kan Olav. But you can't have it like Rabbi Akiva has it to distinguish between Chayv Mises Beis Din not getting Malkus and Chayv Krisus getting Malkus. Mimanafshach. If Chayv Mises Beis Din don't get Malkus because it's a Nitan Lazarus Mises Beis Din, then Kares Chayv Krisus shouldn't get Malkus because it's a Lav Shanitan Lazarus Karban, because Rebbe requires a Lav. And we don't find such a thing. That's another kasha of Rebbe Kiveger. But yeah.
Isn't that the entire point of Tosfos, that Rebbe, that we were talking about earlier?
This is where we're going. Tosfos does not discuss the ramifications with Gabe Malkus by Chayv Krisus. That's what Rebbe Kiveger is trying to do. He's trying to show that there's a certain overlap, but they're not the same sugya. We're going to explain soon. You see where we're going. I mean, you hear L'chora, it sounds like it's the same issue, right? L'chora, if you need a lav, then it comes out Karban by Ashara. And if you don't need a lav, that's Maskana, Karban by Ashara. Kibega is going to show that it's not the same thing. You see from the Tosis himself, Tosis made the proof based on that the drusha of the Hekesh was one thing, not the other. And Tosis ignores the very fact that the Gemara itself is saying Maskana. You don't need an Azhara. So that should say everything. And secondly, then where does it leave Rebbe? It leaves Rebbe that Rebbe is going to have to hold either that, like Rabbi Yishmael or like Rabbi Yitzchak. You can't hold like Rabbi Akiva. You can't split between Greeks, at least according to Rabbi's interpretation. And one other kasha that Kibbega has is Shita Saramba. because the Shita of Rambam is that he darshins, he holds that the tour from a tsaras erva leyibam that beis and yivamis, he uses Rebbe's drasha, so that would it would seem to say that the mucker for chayve that chatos need karis would be Rebbe's drasha of aleha tachos isha, and yet the Rambam paskins lav shanitan misas lav shabiosan misas beis did ain lokan alav and chayve krisis lokan alav. In other words, he paskins Rabbi Akiva. And seemingly, he holds like Rebbe because he has aleha available for Rebbe's Gzeres Shava. So if the Rambam was working with Rebbe's Gzeres Shava, according to the Cheshen of Tosfos, it should follow that carbon by Yasara. And the Rambam paskins, Chayvei Krisus get Malkus. So, and Nita and Chayvei Misus Beis Din do not get Malkus. So once again, the Cheshen doesn't add up within the Shittas of Rambam. These are basically the three questions of the Rebbe Kibbe. All right, now, before we present the Kibbe Eger, just if you want us the Hashlamas Advarim with the Shita of Tosus itself, so if you wish, just for a second, and you see that the Yukim will come into starker focus as well in the other Tosus. In Tosus in Yuma?
Rebbe.
Yes. Who's speaking?
This is Avigdor.
Yes.
Can you repeat the second question one more now?
Which one, about the Rambam?
The one right before the Rambam.
Which one? The Rambam?
Yeah, I mean, the one about the one that asked that Rebbe has to hold like Rebbe Akiva. I mean, he can't hold. I think that was the question.
Yeah, so good. The Cheshbon should be that if Rebbe darshins from Achos Isha, that as Tosus puts it, you will need not just Dono Kares, but also Dono Lav in order to get a carbon b'shogeg. You need Dono Lav like Achos Isha. That seemingly would mean that carbon needs an ashara, because you can't get a chatas without having an ashara. If so, then we're back to the question that the Gemara poses back on Rabbi Akiva. What's the difference between nita and asharas misas beis din? By chayv misas beis din, there's no malchus, and chayv krisus that gets malchus, it should be a lav to nita and asharas carbon, dilma asharu la carbon. Because you're telling me, according to Rebbe, that you need to have a lav in order to get a chatas. So then, how can Chayvei Krisus be any different than Chayvei Misus Beis Din? They shouldn't get Malkus either. Okay, so again, I want to show you the deal is also nasty in the deal in Tosis in Yavamis, similar to the deal in Tosis in Yuma. I don't have time to read the whole Tosis. You can look at it. Tosus in Yuma Pei Vav, it starts on Pei Amid Beis. Again, the same Chesh and Tosus makes. He brings the look at the Teda at the end of the Tosus, same deal. Okay, you look before, you'll understand the Tosus in light of what we've explained, but look at the very end of Tosus and Pei Vav and Yuma, the same Teda, but again, how does he read it? Teda. Rebbe needs a lav, the Chacham don't need a lav. Teda. The Beperek Ela and Alokin, this is what we need from our Gemara. Mema'et, Pesach Umila Mechatas, the Gemara in Makkos Yud Gimel Mebeis is Mema'et, Pesach Umila from Chat Mishum, the Dum Davodazar Be'inam. We need to be somewhere to have Zara Mav, Zara Sheva Altasa, La Pukehani, the Kumba Seninu. The E be inan lav in Chatas. If you tell me you need a lav in Chatas, if you would see a lav, then Nema, then we should say, Mav, Zara Sheshba Lav, La Pukehani, to exclude Pesach Mila, I feel we have a Sheva Altasa. Even if you would say Pesach Mila would be a Sheva Altasa Avera, do not do. Lo Machayev, Kiv Duloch Ksib Hulav. Again, Tosis seems to be speaking in a very indirect way. He says, oh, but if we would say Mila, then exclude Pesach Mila a different way. Why didn't exclude Pesach Mila? If you do that, then you're back to your Kasha. If you exclude Beis by virtue of the fact that there's no Azhara, then you haven't answered your kasha, presumably. So what did Tosfos mean that we should try to use a Hekesh differently, and you see, we did do it differently. That's the paradigm here in Tosfos. Okay, you can also look at Tosfos and Shabbos on the top. Again, the same in Yon, and Tosfos here fleshes out what he didn't say elsewhere, that the Prat, the detail that Avodah Zarah is a Sheva Altasa Tzivoy that you violate actively, is Mefurish in the heck, in the context of the Hekish, because of the Lashon Sheh Tasa Abiyad Rav Tosfos points out. Okay, a few other things. Well, Maisa, let's go to Rav Akiva Eiger. So if you ready for this, let's go to it. Rav Akiva Eiger here in the back in the Kovetz. Again, basically three questions he throws out at us. Again, let's chadra over. The question of Tosfos involves Lefidav Rehem, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. They quote in the, here in the parentheses the whole Lashon HaTosfos. Lefidav Rehem, it's found from Tosfos, the Rebbe buys Dono Kares V'Lav. The Rebbe requires Dono Kares and Dono Lav. Yeah. In Cain, Sarah is Haro the carbon. So then, that means that carbon by Azhar. It would seem, therefore, the Sabi that Rebbe holds the Bekares like a Malkus. So if you have Chai Bekrisus, Rebbe Lechora should hold that there's no Malkus. The Halav, sorry, Lazaras carbon. Because the Lav is needed for Azharas carbon. Either that, or, oh, the Yisbor, the Gam, Lav, Shenikan, Lazaras, he says, didn't look it. Or hold that even Chayis is based in, even with Nikon says, look, in other words, Rebbe could be incompatible with Chitas, who? Chitas, Rabbi Akiva. Either he'll have to hold that even by Chayvi Krisus there's no Malkus because you need a solid carbon, or he'll have to hold that even Chayvi is based in Malkus. I and Hatev, they still give him Malkus to give him a base. There's that low much Tino. We don't find that Rebbe has to be pinned down based on the Cheshmer of Tosfos makes, and he has to hold the local Yekio regarding Argumar on Kasha. A variation of that Kasha is Shitas HaRama. The Rama Paschal Nechosyum, the Drasha of Rebbe regarding the Din Yom Sezer Malach. Will Kacha Lo Kacha Yima Nechotaras Eva. He doesn't use the Lea to Dash that Allah makes it Malach. Of Taras Eva, he uses Rebbe's rush. Which means that what is.
Rebbe, can you Rebbe start from the second question again? It started blurring up once Rebbe started with the second question.
Second question is a variation of the first question within the Rambam. What was the first question? If you go with Rebbe's drasha of Aleha, then it should come out that Rebbe cannot conform with Shitas Rabbi Akiva, because by Chai V'Krisus, you should also not get Malkus because the lab is needed for Kaba. And so he can't go to Akiva. The second passage is a variation of that within Shitas Rambam. Because Rambam, when it comes to his makar, the Rambam brings why the din is in Yevamos HaBeis, that there's a tour called Taras Eva, not our idiot now. But the makar is not the drasha of Aleha. It's the drasha that had to use for that halacha. That's what that Gemara started to explain, that Rebbe used Aleha for a different drasha, namely the drasha having to do with how you know you need Dono Kares. So the Stamat the Rambam would have to also subscribe to the drasha of Rebbe regarding the halacha of Dono Kares. According to the Chesedos, if that's the drasha, Yaleha Tachos Tisha, then it should come out that it is Dono Lav. What's the problem? The Rambam holds you these Dono Lav, beautiful, but the Rambam also paskins Chayim Sazeh Zin Ein Lokin Olav. Chayim Krisos Lokin Olav. The Rambam paskins Lazhar Misas Bezin No Malkus. And yet, Chayim get Malkus. Ah, if the Rambam requires Dono Lav, which he happens to hold anyway, but the Cheshbon anyway follows that way with Rebbe. So then, shouldn't that mean that Chayim Krisos should not get Malkus? Because carbon by Atar, Viter, similar type of Kasha with the Cheshbon Rebbe, he put it into the Rambam. The Yishar, Kushas HaShas, the Malkus, And of course, we're back to the question of Dilma as part of the Arba. Dr. Rebbe said, Tony, if you let me die, you got to be the more. B'meh shiroi lahamid. Al kavodas tosos. Let's be okay on what Tosos really said. What Tosos were, the magic festival. Rebbe said, you have to keep it with you or not. You want me to do outside or inside? Is inside okay? Yeah?
Yeah, inside.
Okay, I don't want to lose anybody. No? It's okay? Yeah? Okay. If you can take a vote with the chat here. We'll see what the consensus is. All right. I'm assuming that this is the consensus. Okay. Dr. Bikivir, that's the dike in the words of Tosus. But Tosus says, hey, da! I'll prove it to you. He quotes the Pericot, the Makos, da 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 da, etc. And here he's quoting Tosus below, my gloomy, let's go loud. And the Gemara is not the night Pesach Milah by the fact that they have no love. Masma. The Haraya, the proof of Tosus is Midelo Ka'amar Hatartson. The Tartson is the one who responded to the Kasha of Dilma's Hagla Karban. Why didn't that Tartson say different when he wants to answer the Kasha and say, no, Pesach Milah is because Dilma. What should he have said? In what way? That's what Tosfos would be implying, that the very Tartson in the Gemara should have responded by saying that no, Pesach and Milah are excluded because they not like Avodah Zarah. In what way? Because there's no Azhara. And that's even more than Forish and Tosfos in Yuma, Pe'er Amid Beis. Ulechora devrayem timuhim. What Tosus is implying that the tax should have had a different way to exclude Pesach Mila with that hekish is a upper tamwa. The ich shtayach yitayim. How could Tarsen have answered the kasha that was posed to him by responding that we exclude Pesach Mila with a hekish tavo de zara? With what detail? With the fact that Avodah Zarah has a love and Pesach Mila have no love. If you would do that, how would you answer the question? The whole essence of what he's trying to do is to answer the lo bein an ashara lekarban, that you don't need an ashara. His whole point is to say you don't need an ashara, as we hear. Yeah? The whole point is, you don't need us, sir. El de Pesach Mila, how you came back to be eaten to me, that would have started about that. The Eich, how could you have accepted the answer of a different variety of Hekish to be eaten this day left? In pain, if you say that, the in effect you're saying, be eaten as hollow carbon, ukidas hamakshan, then you're falling into the fire of the Maksha's question. So what Tosis should have said in proving, if you so, that we don't bring out the hekish in your blood. Have the toast of the minkat hauchacha bipshuto. In the simple way, the hamaskinan teida. Toast should say teida. The hamaskinan the kernel in azhara. Maskana shagamar comes in azhara. I want to be makish. Why are we makish also to say it's a love? The gam maze in hochacha. Tosa proof. Teida. Teida means here's a raya. Umashmaus. Ma'in hochacha umashmaus. Bidavar hamifuris besugya. Dulobina. So look, carbon. Bezet tamua ma'od. Rabosa, you see, it's not just tamua. It's tamua ma'od, right? There's a chiluk. Tamua ma'od. It's beyond. Mamish, what's going on? Says Rabbi Kibager, do you want it first outside? Or you want to go right inside? No, chevra. What do you say?
Outside.
Good. We won't lose everybody. Okay.
Yeah, outside.
We'll do outside, then we can get to inside. We'll see. Says something keep egg like this. There are really two inyanim that we are conflating here, and we're connecting that we don't have to connect. There are two issues here. The issue in our sugya has to do with that when the Torah puts an ashara for karban, it's not possible to have a chiyuv karban without an ashar. In the same way that we have this idea, this conception, they cannot have an onesh misas beis din without an ashara, and then you can give the onesh. In other words, you might, if I want to use the fancy terminology of siva, the ashara is the siva for the chiyuv. It's inconceivable to have an onesh misa, or according to the makseh, an onesh carbon without an ashara. Dilma ashara le carbon. In the same way that you cannot be ma'anish misas beizdin without ashara, you cannot be ma'anish an onesh carbon without an ashara. If that were to be true, then the problem is, how could Chayim Kfisa get malchus? The ashara is needed. It's needed in order for there to be a chiyuv karban. It's a prerequisite in the sense that it is a siba for that onus. That's the shaka v'tayra of our Gemara, and the maskana is ashar karban l'bay ashar. The issue that's playing out in Tosfos Yevamos Tes Amud Aleph and other Tosfos is something different. The Torah is machayev a karban chatas for certain averos. Now we have to figure out what averos the Torah wants to assign a chiyuv karban. The Torah could go around and each particular avera and say, chaylev, if you do it b'shogeg, you chayev a karban. And whatever other averos, the Torah could do that. The Torah might have another way of conveying to us, in shorthand, which averos get karban, which averos don't. And that's what the Hekesh is coming to do, or the Gereshava is going to Rebbe coming to do. The issue that the machokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim regarding the Gereshava versus the Hekesh and what we derive is a different issue. If the Torah tries to convey to us as the Simon, when will there be a Chicharban? So you should know, Averos like this one, Averos like Avodah Zarah, and what's written by Avodah Zarah in the context of Parashas Shlach, or what's written by Achos Isha based on Lech Lecha. This is not the same issue as what's going on in the Gemara. So in other words, let's begin to see why this will solve our problems. L'masha, let's go with Shitas Rebbe now. The kasha the Kivager had was, one of the kashas was, according to Rebbe, Rebbe learned out from the Gzeresh Lech Lecha, that you, in order for it to be a chiyuv chatas, you have to have, like achos isha, zdono kares, and also zdono lav, because achos isha, there's a lav. Does that have to mean that carbon by ashara, and therefore it can't be malchus by chayvi kisa, says the Kivay, not true. Because all we have in Rebbe is the following. That Rebbe uses the Aleha Aleha to tell me that Torah is telling us which averos have chatas. So the Torah could go one by one, and go to each one and tell you chatas, chatas, chatas here, chatas there. Or the Torah is giving you a way of knowing that all the averos that have this criteria have chatas v'shogeg. Which criteria? Dum yada achos isha. Why does a chosisha have for it? It's a lav and it's karis. So I know that anytime I could check that box of an aveira in the Torah that has lav and karis, so there's going to be a chatas. Nothing in what I just said has to dictate to say, like the maksha, karban by yasara. Nothing what I just said has to dictate that karban by yasara. Because carbon by ashar means the lav is without, the lav could not be chiyuv carbon. The lav is needed in order for the Torah to give an onus carbon. I didn't say that. I said the Torah gave you a simon about averos that have chatas. And anything that happens to have these criteria, so now you know in a shorthand way that those averos get a chatas. But not because the lav was essential and needed in order for there to be justified a chiyuv karban. And therefore, for Rebbe, it's very easy to say that Nitan Lasaras Misas Beisdin, that is in Lokan Elav, because there it's a different idea. There you cannot have a Chiyav Misa, the Torah did not give bonus. If the Torah gave the Hara. If Avon has the Hara, that would be essential for the Torah. So the Lav is there in order to allow to justify the onus. Therefore, it's not available to justify the onus because it's needed for the onus of Misa. Master Inkin by Rabbi Pius, it's true Rabbi holds that only Averos have courage and have a lot get carbon, but not because you have to have the love must be there for it to be on this carbon. Carbon by a Sarah. It's just that the Torah taught me that these Averos are ones that get chattas, and these Averos happen to be the Averos that happen to fit the criteria that have don't allow the virus, not because the carbon way has a rebels. In which case, even if we were to think about the Hekish for the Chachamim, Tavod Zara, the Etzem, you could have also understood the Hekish to be regarding the Lav in the same way that Rebbe sees it that way, that he needs dono lav, and doesn't tie our hands to assume carbon by ashara. The Gemara could have still said hekish and formulated it as you need like a dume davo de zara that has dono kares and dono lav, and pesach umila are excluded because it doesn't have an ashara. But that's not the same thing as saying carbon by ashara. It's just a sin for which the heirs have and don't have. But the absence of the Asara and not getting Malkus is not a relationship that's a Sibah that needed to have the Lav, the Etzem, for there to be a carbon. And the Etzem not having the Lav is why there can't be a carbon. It's that the Torah let you know that Yaveris for a carbon happened to be those Yaveris that have these criteria. So the criteria could include a Lav as well. So why couldn't the Gemara still answer the kasha of and assume carbon lo by ashara and still use the hekesh tavod zara to exclude pesach umila because they don't have an ashara? But it's a different way of excluding them, not because without an ashara you couldn't have the onesh, the etzem, and having the lav there is needed to justify the onesh of carbon just like Mrs. Bated. No, the lav is there for Malkus. Happened to be alive because it turned out you know which Averis have katas, and that includes only Averis have left. And yet the Torah, and yet the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said, and what is that? The Hekish Tavod is telling me that you need to have what aspect of Avodah Zarah, the aspect of Sheva Utaseh, that the Torah is not violated by doing, and not an Averis of Kaseh, which is just to do, violated by not doing. So why not to make the exclude that way, the more of exclude the other way, and still have it say it needed to. It still could have the terrorists still in the same way that we said before. And you don't have to jump ship and assume carbon by ashara. You could just formulate it as a sim of which of the heroes have and which of us don't have, but not that the law is a schema for the carbon. It's just a sim that which of the heroes happens to be, it correlates. But not because you needed the love there in order to justify. There's a different nekuda. And yet the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara said it's dumya d'avodah zarah in only in what respect of being a sheval tasa mitzvah. And my so this raya must be that only makish d'avodah zarah with regard to aspects of d'avodah zarah that are present in the context of the hekish. So it says asher tasa b'yad rama. So we know that we can use for the hekish. Karis is mentioned, but Mrs. Basin is not, and Alav is not. And therefore, Tosis Raya is only in the form of a teda. It's not from the essence of the sugya. It's sort of just pulling out of the sugya the fact that the hekish is formulated this way, not the other way. But if I would have formulated the other way, it would have also been sufficient to answer the kasha of the Gemara to push away the premise of the maksha. The premise of the maksha was carbon by ashara. In order to push back on that and say carbon lo by ashara, you could still preserve the hekish in the form of requiring a lav, in the same way that Rebbe does. Because requiring a lav does not mean Karban Bayashara need not mean that. Karban Bayashara means obviously you can have to have a lav, but requiring a lav doesn't have to mean the same thing as Karban Bayashara. Okay, a lot to digest, no? That's the outside. That's the easy part. You want to see the inside? That's already another matter. I want to tell you something. There's a very strong ha'ara on Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and a mamish, to me, it's not a simple ha'ara. I remember when in Yevamis and Daf Tes with the Shir a couple years ago, could be I spoke it out then to go find it, but I remember bringing it up because that's the Tosus and Shabbos, the second one that I gave you. If you would look at the Tosus in Shabbos, the second one on the page, L'chora, it would seem to me, again, we'll maybe try to present the context a little bit, that the Mechayiv, according to Rebbe, is actually the Lav as well. Rebbe Akiva Eiger is saying that the Lav is not the Mechayiv in the Karban. It's not part of the Mechayiv. It's just a way of knowing which Chiyuvim have Karban. What's Mechayiv the Karban? Maybe the Kares. The Tosus there, Dira Masle Kigon, the Gemara is discussing what's considered a Shgaga. There's a question in the Gemara of Yochanan Mishlakish, if somebody knows about the Lav and doesn't know that there's Kares, and does the Aveira, knowing that the Aveira was an Aveira, but not knowing the extent of the Chomer Aveira, is that called a Shogeg? So there's the Gemara has a question there, what would we qualify as a Shgaga? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're Shogeg Bekares and not Belav, you're also called a Shogeg. Rish Lakish says, you have to be a Shogeg in the Lav as well. You have to be Shogeg not even knowing that it's a Lav. Now, Lamaisa, in that context, Tosus explains that Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, listen to this. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person is a nazir on the lav and a shogeg on the chorus, is also considered a shogeg. Says Tosus, why is that good enough to be called a shogeg? Because it doesn't say the lav in the hekish of Torah Achas. It only talks about the chorus there. It doesn't mention the lav. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan makes a lot of sense. That why do you have to say that you're a shogeg in the lav? It's enough to mechayiv you a chatas if you're a shogeg in what? In the chorus. Rish Lakish has to be explained. Why did he hold you have to be a shogeg in the lav as well? Continues Tosfos with the following nekuda. V'tzarech loma. Rav Yochanan Mairi Aliba Drabanan. Rav Yochanan, who holds Shagag, Hizid Belav, the Shagag Bekores, is called a Shgaga to Mechaibil Karban, is because he's going with Drabanan's Drasha of Hekish of Torah Achas. So we just explained that there's no mention of the Lav in that context. Avol le Rebbe. According to Rebbe, which is the Tosis referred to in the top of the Amud, everything we've been discussing, the Nafkile Migzeres Shava de Aleha. So Rebbe learns out that what do you need to Mechayiv Chatas? Not just Kares, also Alav. Zok Tosis the Chiddush. Mode Rabbi Yochanan de Bayi Ad She Yishkog Belav VeKares. Yochanan would agree to Rish Lakish that to be Mechayiv Chatas, you have to make a shogeg, be a shogeg in the lav as well. Dog siv lav bahukra beisha chosa lo sikach. L'cha'ora, and if we understand the shita of Rebbe, the way Rebbe Kivager explained, that Rebbe's shita, that you need a lav, does not amount to saying karban bayas hara. Karban bayas hara means that the lav is part of the mechayiv. You could not have a chiyuv karban without the lav. The lav is needed for there to be a justified onesh. Then I understand what Tosfos would be saying, that lefishitas Rebbe, who holds you need a lav, then the shgaga to mechayiv a karban would have to be a shgaga in the lav as well. But if Rebbe Kivager is correct, And Choret, there's a lot to indicate that he is correct, that the sugyas are different. And the issue in our sugya is about carbon boy ashara, which is not the same thing as saying that you need a lav to get a carbon chatas, because to say you need a lav doesn't have to mean carbon boy ashara. It just means the Torah is giving you a simon for which averos get and which averos don't get. So it's just incidental. It's not that the lav is itself what's grounding the chiyuv, and you cannot have the onesh without the lav. It's just that it so happens that it correlates. It's not part of the machayev. So I'm asking you a question in Havana now. So why would Tosfos therefore assume that for Rebbe, that you need to have a lav for there to be a carbon, you have to have a case of an avera that has a lav in it, because achos ish is that way. Why would Tosfos therefore assume that Rabbi Yochanan's shita would change? And if you were only a shogig in the karis and not in the lav, then you would not be considered a mechuyev achatas, because you have to be a shogig in the lav as well, because you need a lav. The fact that you need a lav is incidental. But who says the lav is part of the mechayev? This is a question that has to be thought about. I don't know. Bekedegra himself, Lemaisa, quotes at the end of the piece, he quotes the Cheshman of Tosis. I don't know. Chara and Svara doesn't jive. Because like Bekedegra's vort, which is so gewaldic, it's amazing Bahalach, Bekedegra. But Lechara, then it doesn't seem to fit with this Tosis. By Tosis telling us that if you hold like Rebbe, the Shgaga is going to have to relate to the lav as well, it sounds like the lav is itself part of what contributes to the chiyuv. It's not just that it's a way of knowing which avera of Karis has malchus. It has to be avera that has a lav in it. It sounds like the lav itself is integral to the chiyuv. Don't know. Maybe there's a way out of this. But the Iker Erbosai, we didn't do it inside, but in the stomach, if you go through it now inside, you'll be able to understand it. This is Rabbi Kedegra's, you know, a breakthrough here in the sugya. It's mamish, when you learn a sugya like this, you feel like suddenly like, wow, we broke through in a certain way. You learn the Gemara, you know, very superficially, and mamish sounds like it's the same issue that's playing out in the Gemara and Yevamis and the Tosfos there, and recognize it can't be. The Chayra of Kedegra is muchrach, that you know, it's tamua ma'od otherwise. Now it's a different, it's mamish lichting, it's a different cheetah, it's a different Gemara. Okay. We have another Tosfos to go. We have a little bit of Ravina. We'll see what we can do. If we don't finish quite everything tomorrow, we'll have a little bit after Yontif, but I'd like to give time also tomorrow for an union of Machshava. And we'll talk about maybe having a chance to get together for an union of Haggadah Shel Pesach, maybe after Shabbos. Any questions? Chevra, how many of you got the gist of Rabbi Kiveger? Yeah? Good, good. Could I look at it inside? That's a big accomplishment. You know, it would have been, it's hard enough to, you know, to say Ori Kiveger if we were all in the same room. But, okay, Baruch Hashem. I give you a lot of credit for your Yagia. Kesh Baruch Hu should give you all, you know, the kayach to continue learning, you know, with ease.